This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The Israelis say they were targeting militants. Palestinian officials say an Israeli strike killed five Palestinian journalists outside a hospital in the Gaza Strip overnight. Here at home, more New York City subway violence. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
The NYPD says a man is under arrest for slashing two people on Christmas Eve at Grand Central Station in Manhattan, charged with assault. A 26-year-old female was slashed in the neck, a 42-year-old male in the wrist, both in stable condition, according to police, who say it started in the stairs leading to the train. Meanwhile, Sebastian Zepeda, the man charged with lighting a woman on fire on Sunday on the subway, remains behind bars following his Tuesday arraignment for murder, where prosecutors said he not only lit her on fire, he fanned the flames with a shirt, and it was all caught on video. Immigration officials say the 33-year-old came into the country illegally from Guatemala. The medical examiner is still working to identify the woman. Julie Walker, New York.
President Biden's holiday message for Americans is an appeal for unity and respect.
There's so much that unites us as Americans. So much more that unites us than divides us. We're truly blessed to live in this nation. And I truly hope we take the time to look out, not at one another, for one another.
Azerbaijan is observing a nationwide day of mourning today for the victims of that air crash that killed 38 people. Speculation's been growing about the cause. Azerbaijan's president said it was too soon to speculate on the reasons behind the crash, but he said the weather had forced the plane to change from its planned course. Here in the U.S., yet another storm expected on the West Coast. This is AP News. Now to the death of a cat who died after eating pet food that tested positive for bird flu, say authorities.
Oregon authorities say a house cat died after eating raw frozen pet food. The indoor cat contracted the H5N1 virus known as bird flu. In response, Oregon-based pet food company Northwest Naturals has recalled one batch of its 2-pound feline turkey recipe raw frozen pet food. The company says the product was sold nationwide through distributors in a dozen states and in Canada's British Columbia. Oregon authorities say no human cases of bird flu have been linked to this incident, but that those who were in contact with the cat are being monitored for flu symptoms. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
If you're on the road, gas is $3.04 a gallon today, 2 cents less than a month ago, 8 cents less than a year ago, according to the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Save big money in your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect finish for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and get your painting project started today.
Save.